Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Don't you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has revealed the names of the 16 artists or other musical figures who will be inducted in 2024. It's a diverse list that stretches from R&B rock pioneer Big Mama Thornton to pop stars Cher and Dionne Warwick. From the 70s-rooted rockers like Peter Frampton, Foreigner, and Ozzy Osbourne to 90s icons, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest. Surprisingly, Jimmy Buffett pops up among the inductees unexpectedly, not because, you know, he was not good, but it's because he's never been on the ballot, ever. He's never been nominated, yet he got put in.
Chicken crap.
So, yeah.
Look, the answer to this is simple. Just call it the Music Hall of Fame. Jimmy Buffett didn't play rock and roll. Mary J. Blige doesn't play rock and roll.
Does Dave Matthews really rock and roll? I mean, I like Dave Matthews, but yeah, I agree. I'm fixated on who gets to clarify or classify these as rock and roll.
Mark Cox, it seems.
Well, I would like to be in on that, too.
I think that's
because
a great
Dave Matthews
idea.
Is not rock and roll. It's not.
Put me in charge for a day, and I'll fix this. Just change the name of it. You have no standards for who gets in. As a rock and roll star, so just change it to Music Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
And I'll be happy. Thank you.
Don't let soccer tie. Okay. We just solved all the issues in the world.
I thought this would change when Jan Winter got kicked out, but
yeah, no kidding.
It really hasn't.
Well, that's how Foreigner got in.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is writing her way into Spotify history books with the Tortured Poets Department. On Friday, she released her new album. She became the first album in the streaming platform's history to garner over 300 million streams in a single day. The album also became the most streamed album in a single day for 2024, accordingly. The album's lead single, Fortnite, featuring rapper Post Malone, also made history, becoming the most streamed song in a day.
He's not rapping it.
He's not, but
he's singing.
I listened to some of her album just to see what the hype
is.
So boring. They all sound the same. They all sound the same. 90% of them are about breakups, and you have these young girls who they're supposed like looking up to her as some role model. First of all, she's in her mid-30s. Second of all, she's talking about how she felt like her life wasn't worth living after a breakup. Is that really what you want young girls? I'm not saying Taylor's a bad person. Like, I respect her as an artist. She seems like a very sweet person. But are those the lyrics? She's dropping F-bombs. Sorry.
Taylor's
dropping F-bombs in her. One of her songs has repeated F-bombs. So warning you, moms and dads, if you've not vetted the songs, heads up.
Thank you.
Forget which song it is.
There are clean versions as well.
Well, there's also not so clean versions, just in case you haven't vetted it.
There are two songs that are up-tempo of the 31.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No thanks.
Yeah, I'm passing. Morgan Wallen has break in his silence more than a week after he was arrested in Nashville for allegedly throwing a chair from the downtown rooftop. He said on X, quote, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, and I'm not proud of my behavior, and I will accept responsibility." But he's not going to stop touring, so.
Or drinking.
No. Drinking.
He should probably at least stop drinking.
Kill police
Oops.
Officers.
Sorry.
A bit of a problem. Looks like all five Spice Girls reunited for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. It was seen on a video shared by David. It also got shared by Victoria also on Instagram, and she said it was the best night ever. Happy birthday to me. I love you all so much. I don't know. Maybe they'll start touring again.
Yeah, did they sing? Or they just
they just kind of they sang and danced to Stop.
Nice.
Your favorite.
Oh, my favorite.
And one other quick one. It looks like Italy is offering a new digital nomad visa that allows all Americans to relocate for up to a year with the option to renew annually. And without a visa, foreigners can only stay in Italy for up to 90 days. They said not everyone's eligible, but you can be a freelance, self-employed worker, or a remote worker. You have to have a university or college degree, 6 months of work experience, an existing employment contract, proof of an annual income of $28,000, evidence of housing in Italy, and evidence of health insurance coverage. So.
Isn't that discriminatory to say you have to have a college degree? There are some very intelligent people and successful who never went to college.
Can you believe that a country would actually respect its borders and have rules?
They can
have
rules, but that is, the college degree thing is weird. But yes, they can choose what they want to do, just like we should be here in the United States.
Yeah.
I think you guys are all missing
the point.
Sorry,
I'm yelling into the microphone.
What's the point?
Mark could take us all over to Italy for a year and we could broadcast live.
I forgot about that.
I tell you, man.
Just saying. 7 hours ahead of us.
I love Italy.
Your morning show
can
start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll live in the Amalfi Coast.
It's gorgeous.
Let's go.
If you've never been there, you got to put it on your bucket list. I can't wait to get back over there. It's just beautiful.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.